There are now more than 200 licensed breweries in Michigan, and that is starting to change the rural landscape up north. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This month, an investment group in Traverse City finalized plans to plant up to 400 acres of hops. That would roughly double the amount of hops now growing in Michigan. And it signals the arrival of big investors into the business. Peter Payette reports.
Inside Rare Bird Brewery in Traverse City, about 40 people are seated at long dining tables. They've paid $45 for a five-course meal, each course paired with a beer. One of the brewers, John Niedermeyer, is explaining how his beer got its name, Hopping Chicken Harvest Ale.
While I was picking hops, there was a chicken present, and it was hopping around having a great old time. And so there is no chicken in the beer. There is no chicken in there.
Niedermeyer owns brewery Terra Firma. He was invited to Rare Bird tonight to be featured on the menu alongside the house beers. Niedermeyer was one of the first brewers in Traverse City. 20 years ago, he noticed wild hops growing in his yard and started to suggest to local farmers that they try growing some cultivated varieties. This year, about half the hops he buys will come from Michigan.
And actually, I'm really surprised to say that I actually prefer the local grown hops. I think they have more aromatics, and they have a slightly deeper complexity of flavor. So I don't know if that's microclimate, if it's soil, or what exactly it is, but I can honestly say that I prefer them.
He's surprised because the hops industry, with all its growing expertise, has been concentrated in the Pacific Northwest for almost a century. Hops grow well along the 45th parallel and were once common in Michigan and New York, but diseases like downy mildew drove the business to more arid climates out west. Now it's coming back, particularly to the Grand Traverse region.
And the same conditions that make it a great growing region for cherries and grapes make it a great growing region for hop. And hop is a lot less vulnerable to frost.
That's Jason Warren, the president of MI Local Hops. His investment group just bought a golf course between Traverse City and Kalkaska and will convert it into a hops farm. They might plant as many as 400 acres within the next 18 months. That would double the size of the industry in Michigan.
We would really like to see Michigan come back to more of a powerhouse growing region for hop.
Until now, the business grew mostly in 5 and 10-acre increments here. Jason Warren says investors are watching, and state tax incentives are making it attractive. It's expensive to plant hops, more than $12,000 an acre because of the poles and lines needed to trellis the vines. But Warren says you make money quickly.
You know, it's such a robust crop. I mean, actually, you can put hop in the ground in May and have a crop in September. So it doesn't have the 7-year or 5-year waiting cycle like cherries and grapes do as well. The upfront investment is more, but you've got cash flow coming in from the crop a lot quicker.
MI Local Hops is not the only group investing in the Midwest hops market. Last year, a biotech company from Indiana called Ceres purchased a hops farm near Battle Creek. Rob Sarine says brewers are also interested in more geographic diversity. He's with the Michigan State University Extension Office.
They want to make sure that the raw materials are there for the craft brewers. You know, if there was a big disaster out west, where else would they come from?
Western states are already struggling with drought, and hops are thirsty plants. Sarine says water shortages might drive hops expansion in Michigan in the future, but he says right now it's being driven by thirsty customers at local breweries. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.